Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, a lot going on the text line. You can weigh in on our Kansas City Unwritten Rules.
That's right.
You can weigh in on Shout It Out. Yep. Any topic you'd like to discuss. We kind of have to sift through some of these today because they're on various topics. And then also, feel free to weigh in on this next story because an asteroid is flying by the Earth today.
That's right.
Which is terrifying.
Don't look up.
How big is this asteroid?
It's terrifying. It's a kilometer wide. So if I remember my math, it's like 0.6 miles.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
We all nodding.
Sounds right.
Yeah,
sure.
Remember when we were going metric for a while?
Oh, we were?
We were going to adapt.
Like the rest of the world?
And we were going to adapt to the rest of the world. And that lasted.
Like 10 minutes. And we're like, yeah, hey, we're America. Yeah. We're doing our own thing.
The pandemic was longer than our commitment to going metric.
Oh, it was much longer.
It's not even close. Yeah. Not even close.
Much longer.
But I remember from those conversions, I believe it's like 0.6 miles.
Right.
So a big ass rock is getting awfully close.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to pass by the Earth today. It's the closest the object will come for the next 2 centuries.
Okay. Apparently. All right.
So, but you know, you never know. I've seen those movies before. Stuff enters our atmosphere. It gets scary.
Yep, it does. Yep. Okay. You got to send Bruce Willis up there to blow that thing up with Liv Tyler, man. Let's take care of business.
That's right. Try not to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to cry, too, when he gives
She'd
himself
love
up.
That guy.
When
yeah.
he gives himself up.
Mm-hmm.
If the asteroid were to hit us today,
okay,
give me three things in Kansas City you'd want to get done.
I'd like to have one more Royals parade.
Ooh, I like that.
I want one more Royals parade because that was spectacular, and it has to be on a beautiful day in November too. We can't have like cloudy days or bad weather. Right. It has to be an 80-degree day, perfect weather. Give me another Royals parade.
All right.
Give me another platter of Cajun chicken wings from Smokehouse Barbecue because I'm going down strong on this one, Josh. I'm eating whatever I want.
Hashtag
that day.
Ad.
Hashtag ad. Maybe a little bit of an ad, and I want to be able to complete the entire KCK taco tour. My wife and I started to do this.
Oh, that sounds good.
We've
gotten
to one place. There's like 50 of them on the list. It's basically one a week. I want to do all of them in one day.
Nice.
So I can say I crossed that
ate
off
all the tacos.
The
That's
ate
good.
All the tacos.
That's good.
So there's going to be a lot of eating and watching a parade.
All right. I would want to sit in the Brewers room at Boulevard.
Okay. All
just right. like everything you thought you're going to make, let's make it. Let's
yeah,
go.
Let's
get
go.
That. Yep. Let's get that vat out there. Let's brew them up and let's sample away. I'd want one more tour of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
That would be great. If you could do it with Buck O'Neill,
well,
right?
Buck's obviously, but Bob, I'll take Bob.
No, Bob is fantastic.
Bob's fantastic.
Like, if we could create the ultimate
Correct.
Scenario.
The ultimate one.
Buck would be
Buck
there.
Would be taking. I had the pleasure of doing that one time. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then I know our boss who fancies himself as an athlete.
That's right.
Would want to go take batting practice at the K.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he could hit home runs.
I know I can't hit home runs, but I know I could hit golf balls out of there. I want to tee it up and let it rip at the K and just start splattering golf balls all over
like
the place.
Like on the field or in the stands, like a Top Golf type of thing.
No, I'll be at home plate.
Okay.
But I'm spraying fountains and if I'm slicing, I don't care. It's
right.
Chucking off rivals or whatever. But I know I can hit those out.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'd be hitting golf balls at the K.
I would like to do that too. But what I think when they move into the new downtown stadium in the wintertime, they create a Top Golf at the stadium and you go into the upper deck and you just hit golf balls out onto the
they
field.
They did that
and
at Arrowhead.
The
they did that at Arrowhead a couple years ago where you could go, but I'd be too busy trying to smack it out of the stadium.
Sure.
trying to smack it out. I would hit the spinny truck.
Right.
knock out a window of the spinning truck with a golf ball.
Landed in the old hot tub that used to be out there.
Do you have some things you want to do before the asteroid hits?
I got one. Let's go to Cinderblock and let's have some Il Padrone.
There you go. very accomplished. Man. That's good. That's very good.
Yeah.
Good thinking on your head. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something about you that had that smart one on there. Let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. It's brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Oh, breaking news. Jamaica has a bobsled team, apparently, that's going to be in the Olympics.
They're back.
Yeah, they're back,
awesome.
Baby. How about that?
Three events they qualified for. How?
Oh, yeah, they did. Three Olympic events. The Jamaican bobsled team is back, baby.
I used to hate them, remember?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Now I am shady, so I have LeSean McCoy now, so my angst towards the bobsled team is not as
good anymore. Nah. Huh? All right, let's shout it out. As you said, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Check them out at southlandtow.com, and if you mention 610, you will save 10%.
You guys are really making my job difficult back here. With
a lot
the,
going on today on the text line.
I know.
Text line's kind of full.
All right. Shout it out to Nick Allegretti for Angry Runs.
Yeah, that's right. He got the scepter is
that's
what
awesome.
They call that. Yeah, it was fantastic. Congratulations to Nick Allegretti.
Shout it out to garlic chicken pizza. Better than expected and gone too quick.
Yeah, that sounds delicious,
garlic chicken pizza.
Now, I gotta
is that a white?
Ask white sauce, right?
A white sauce, probably, right?
Do you have full cloves of garlic that have been roasted and put on there? Or is it like a garlic powder that brought out the garlic flavor? Mm. Either way, that sounds really good.
Shout it out to my daughter. I believe this is pronounced Brilia.
Brilia, it sounds like it. Well,
happy birthday.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, 10.
Brilia. Happy birthday. If we're pronouncing it right, I hope we are. Brilia.
Yep. Happy 10th birthday. Double digits.
Very unique. And shout it out to Alexa. This morning I told my Alexa to play 610 Sports, and she told me 6 times 4 is 24.
That's right. Tell Alexa to play 610 Sports Radio Kansas City.
That's right. You got to make sure you say Kansas City in there.
That's funny.
That is fantastic. I love that. 24.
Shout out to Mortal Kombat. Did you know Mortal Kombat was actually based on an old Scandinavian worship song? I have no idea.
No,
what
I don't
means.
Know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, they say it's a Finnish hymn.
I like it.
Bob scratching his head going, no,
just
they didn't.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Finnish hymn.
Shout out to Jamaica.
Get it? Finnish hymn? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That is good. You know what? Whoever thought of that, man, that's really good.
That one,
that's
again,
really good.
I appreciate when we get these jokes because it's Wednesday. I guarantee you this one's been churning in this person's brain for several days.
Correct.
And this was the time they finally could unleash it.
Right.
That's what I like.
I mean, that's really good. Kudos to you, man. Your brain is working in a different way than mine. I like it. That's good. That's really good. That's smart. I would never have thought, finish him. Oh, that's a Danish song or whatever. Scandinavian song.
I'm going to mix topics here. Shout out to Bally's. Bally's needs to be paying me $2.25, not me paying them.
That'd be, I get it.
Yeah.
Shout it out to the guy who pooped his pants yesterday. Hope it's going better today.
I know. Yeah.
Hope you have a better day,
hope
sir.
Hope you're getting a bounce back today. Yeah. I do like this one from the text. I mean, we asked you if you were had to do something. With the asteroid coming,
right?
You know, today, I'd want to have a piece of pizza with Alex Gordon, catch a pass from Mahomes, and get a coffee from the roastery.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Good.
Someone else just says I'm getting ripped and pulling up a lawn chair. I don't mind that either.
Sit out there with a bottle of hooch and watch this thing, baby.
I feel like
here it comes.
I think it's what Randy Quaid thought he was going to do on Independence Day, and then he had to jump in the fray.
How come these things never hit the earth? They try to scare us with this stuff all the time, and these things always just fly by.
Yeah.
One day, are we going to get detonated? Like, is that a real possibility that one day we just absolutely get smashed
with asteroids? I don't know.
Advocating for this bomb?
No, I'm not advocating. I don't know. Like, we hear these stories all the time. Like, oh, it flew by us. It missed us.
Ah, just missed us.
Just
actually,
missed us.
It's never going to come near us in 1,000 years.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. And it lands in the ocean and nobody knows. And then it causes a tsunami and they evacuate Hawaii.
Shout out to my high school basketball team, Stewartsville Osborne Wildcards. Big win last night. Is that a Wildcards?
I don't know. I like that name though.
Right? Wildcats
or if it's Wildcards, I like better than
like
Wildcats.
You never know.
Unique.
That text
like
always
it.
Changes stuff. So.
That is true. But if it's Wildcards, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that name.
That's all we got for today, fellas.
Oh, there's one more. I'll take this one. Our neighbor pulled out of his driveway in a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
I said he left on his own accord. My wife then walked out of the room. Good. So you need to save those jokes for us because
really
you know
dad jokes.
Your wife won't appreciate
your
it.
Your wife will not like it, but we will.
We will appreciate it.
That's really
we
good.
We will appreciate it.
But if it's in Johnson County, it's inaccurate.
Right.
Is that another unwritten Kansas City rule? If you live in Johnson County, you must have an Acura.
That Acura SUV. Yeah. Yeah. Drive it terribly.
That's right.
That's pretty,
yes,
much,
that's
pretty
right.
much true. Mm-hmm. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station. We'll check in with Josh Reed, a sports reporter from Buffalo, News 4 in Buffalo. He's actually heading here already.
Oh, already?
That's right. That's
here.
Right.
Why?
We're going to catch him at the airport. I suppose they got to come and do a bunch of stories ahead of time.
Oh, those stand-ups. We're here in Kansas City, and the first story will be about the barbecue. And I'm guaranteeing you they do a barbecue versus wings story.
Of course,
here
of course.
So we'll ask him
what's on not only the Bills slate, but what's on the TV slate.
Right,
so,
exactly.
He handles some pregame coverage as well involving the Bills, so we'll chat with him coming up in just a few minutes. On the text line today, get your Kansas City unwritten rules in.
Mm-hmm.
913-576-7610. I like this one from a little bit earlier. Someone says, Kansas City unwritten rule, quick trip is takeout.
Yeah, it is. No,
it's
no
true.
Question.
It's true. You can get all your meals there. That's right. Absolutely fantastic. We'll vote for anything online. That's true. Got Tyrann Mathieu money for his charity.
Yeah, congratulations,
Tyrann. The Walter Payton Man of the Year tweets. We won that. Kansas City won that social media thing again and got some money for the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation, which is really
fantastic.
Cool. So we do great stuff like that. So
right.
Give us your Kansas City unwritten rules. We'll do that throughout the show today at 913-576-7610. Of course, Chiefs and Bills coming up on Sunday night. I'll join Mitch Holtis and Danny Hughes on the broadcast 5:30 on 106.5 The Wolf. Mitch, of course, joins us Fridays at 7:30 as well, coming up a little bit later on in the week.
Yep.
Matchup, rematch of obviously last year's AFC Championship game, week five as well. And even listening to our counterpart in Buffalo, WGR, I mean, it's more about last year's AFC Championship game rematch.
Yeah, the regular season rematch doesn't mean anything.
Than it is the early season one. It was like, that's all great and fine, but I felt like they get it too. It's about what you do in the playoffs. Much like, I think, probably the fallout from New England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got him in the regular season, but this was the one
that counts. This is the one that matters. We got him in the postseason.
This is the one that counts. Josh Reed is from News 4 in Buffalo, sports reporter there. He's making his way already to Kansas City. And Josh, thanks for joining us this morning from, I think, Chicago. He's halfway here because, you know.
You can't get here from there.
You can't get here directly. We apologize for that. New airport's coming. Next go around, maybe so. But Josh, you are arriving in Kansas City early, so that got us thinking, what are you working on the TV side in your, I guess, early arrival in Kansas City ahead of Sunday?
Yeah, good morning. Here at Midway, as you said, there's no direct flight.
So right.
We're hanging out here. We start doing specials, you know, as far as like previewing the game on Thursday. So we get in the day before just in case something gets lost on the way, you know, any gear, camera equipment, stuff like that. Not that any airlines ever lost anything.
No, never. No. But it's more important, though. You got to get a day early in case the airline just decides we're not flying you there.
Well, and an extra day of barbecue, you know, I mean, that's never going to hurt anybody as far as we're concerned. So, yeah, we're going to get in there tonight or, you know, this afternoon, you know, hit the ground running, do some reports for the news today, and then we got some shows tomorrow. Friday, Saturday, and of course, the big day Sunday.
Yeah, what's the buzz like in Buffalo right now for this game? Is it the confidence? Is it trepidation? Is it a combination of both? What are you getting a feel from Bills fans right now about this one?
Yeah, I would say it's a combination of both. I would say that the way they handled New England has them probably a little chestier maybe than they would have been. You know, walking around on their toes a little bit more because I mean that was just a complete dismantling of, you know, Bill Belichick and his crew. I think they're pretty confident, but they also, you know, in their memory is what happened in the AFC Championship game. That's not too far removed, and I think they know that the difference between Mac Jones and Patrick Mahomes is a mighty giant chasm. So I think they know that The Bills are going to have to play their best. Their team's going to have to play their best if they're going to advance the AFC Championship game.
From a fan perspective, I would get it if this were the case. From a player perspective, I'm guessing it's move on. But any fear of a hangover from kind of slaying New England? I know how big of a weight hanging over them and everybody has been the Patriots, and it felt very cathartic on Saturday to get through that.
Yeah, I would say that may have been maybe a concern if it was a regular season game, but I think you get to this point of the year, everybody's so locked in on, you know, they realize that you lose and you're done. Like, it's all over until next fall. So I don't sense that that's going to be an issue at all. And plus, you know, from their perspective, you know, sure, they were able to exercise some demons early in the regular season against Kansas City, but they know that when, you know, when everybody was all in and the pot was flush and everybody was sitting around the poker table, that they got beat. They flat out got beat by Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So, you know, I think that's still in the forefront of their mind.
We're talking with Josh Reed of News 4 in Buffalo on his way to Kansas City. A lot of Chiefs fans are saying, well, Tre'Davious White is out. He's not going to play, and that's a benefit to them. What kind of impact does him not being part of this team now, being on IR for quite a while now, what kind of impact does that have on the defense going against the Chiefs team that can throw the ball all over the joint?
It's huge. I mean, he is one of the premier cornerbacks in the entire NFL. It cannot be overstated, but Levi Wallace and Dane Jackson have done a pretty admirable job, both having to kind of step their game up at cornerback. Now, you know, there's no replacing Tre'Davious White. The safeties that the Bills have, that duo is about as good as anybody in the NFL. Jordan Poyer, first team, All-Pro. Micah Hyde, second team. Sensational. And those guys kind of pull the strings on what happens in that secondary. And because they're back there, I feel like it gives those younger cornerbacks a little bit of, you know, a little more confidence than maybe they would have if they didn't have those two back there.
Have the Bills been built with the Chiefs in mind? It certainly seems like that there's an arms race afoot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%. Look, general manager Brandon Bean, right after that loss, you know, the AFC Championship game, he made it very clear that there was going to need to be some roster moves and rearrangements and additions in order to basically get pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Like, look, almost everything they did this offseason, draft, free agency, you name it, was to get to this game and get over the hurdle this time. And it's all about Kansas City. That's the team.
What happens if they lose?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think it depends on how they lose, right? I think that will, you know, the narrative is way different if, you know, they lose by 1 point in overtime and Mahomes makes a great play to Hill and it's against, you know, maybe Dane Jackson, you know, and you're going round. And if Tre'Davious is in there, maybe it's a little different story. If they come out, lose by three touchdowns, can't get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, I think, you know, then I think there's going to be a lot of, now what? Now what do we do?
Yeah.
Right now, though, the way Josh Allen is playing, I'm telling you, this kid is special. I mean, you guys get to see it every week with Patrick Mahomes. Well, Bills fans get to see it with Josh Allen every week. You know, there were six big marquee games on the Bills' schedule. Three against the Patriots, the Chiefs game, the Buccaneers game, and, of course, I'm going to forget one. But anyway, six marquee games, and he threw 17 touchdowns and two interceptions.
Wow.
He threw for over 300 yards in five of those six games. The only one he didn't was when the wind was like 80 miles an hour in Buffalo.
Yeah.
He ran for 60 yards per game in those six games. He has the ability to put a team on his back and will them to win. So it's going to be a fun show on Sunday.
All right, Josh, safe travels. Best of luck with the airport. Don't mention my name. I think I've trash talked a few of the airlines, So hopefully, don't tell me, know me. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get on this flight.
That's right. Make sure you get on that flight.
If you have to drive, it's only 7.5 hours. Yeah. You'll be just fine.
You'll be able to get here by Sunday.
That's right.
Nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys. Enjoy the week.
All right, you too. Josh Reed, News 4 in Buffalo. Pity him. He's trying to get through the airport.
Oh, it's terrible.
Today.
It's awful. Any day trying to get to the airport today, you want to pity somebody. Yeah. Come on, Hyperloop. Get here quicker. Let's go, Hyperloop.
Yeah, yeah. So,
let's go, Hyperloop.
I like that. Were they built? She's about.
Oh yeah. And then I said, what happens if the Bills lose? Because if you build a team to specifically beat one team, and you don't beat that team, what the hell have you done?
Yeah. Well, then I guess you have to continue to go back to the drawing board.
I mean,
right?
what have you done? Like if this is Buffalo's best chance, right? The Tre'Davious White thing will be a crutch for them to fall back on if they lose this football game. Well, we didn't have Tre'Davious White. You can't do that because every year there's going to be somebody that's injured. There's going to be somebody that's banged up. There's going to be somebody that doesn't play. This is Buffalo's best chance to knock off Kansas City. They got a better defensive line. They got two all-pro safeties. They got a dual-threat quarterback. They got a fantastic running back. They got great wide receivers. Like, it sets up. If they don't beat Kansas City, maybe you just look at it and go, well, we're never going to win.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do because I don't know if this is their best chance. I mean, Chiefs are good.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a better chance, like, Chiefs were beat up and no one's playing and they're down, blah, blah, blah. Their best chance might have been Week 5.
Well,
in that regard, right?
Maybe,
Chris Jones, all those things. This is a heavyweight toe to toe. So I don't know if this is your best chance, but I think they can feel confident. They can go heads up and let's see where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
I don't think it's fair to call that their best chance because I don't think they have a fantastic chance. They may have other times where they have a much better chance,
maybe,
to be able to do it. Because this Chiefs team's good. So.
Yeah, it is a good team, but it's not the same team that everybody's accustomed to, right? There's an opportunity here for Buffalo that didn't present itself a year ago. Whether they capitalize on that, I don't know. I don't think they are. But if they don't, like, you geared up all year for this, and then you got, like, coal in your stocking. It's like, well, the year sucked. It's a wasted year for Buffalo.
Yeah, it's tough. And it doesn't happen in the AFC Championship, right?
Right.
This really does.
And you're eliminated a week earlier than you were a season ago.
Yeah.
So, essentially, you didn't even reach where you were last year.
Step back because you, factually, like, well, that year they didn't even reach the AFC Championship.
And Buffalo's better than they were a season ago, right?
Then you put the asterisk go, but it was the Chiefs.
It was the Chiefs, but who knows, man?
Let's keep it that way, whatever it is.
Yeah.
However you have to lick your wounds afterwards, I'm hoping you're licking your wounds afterwards.
Correct.
That's all. But you'll always have the New England game.
You'll always have that for you, that's
and
right.
And for some of the fans, that seemingly is, I don't want to say it's enough, but it's a big factor in moving forward for them. We'll ask forever Chiefs linebacker Joe Mays how he'd try to contain one Josh Allen. He joins us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
All right, a lot going on in the text line, but keep them coming today. We'll get your Kansas City unwritten rules. We'll compile the list and we'll fully break it down at 9:30. But we saw something on an Instagram account for a, I'll plug them. It's really cool. It's the KC Today on Instagram.
Yeah.
And they kind of like a community newsletter. Here's what's
sure,
going
here's
on.
Here's what's going on here's type of thing.
Yeah. But they suggested unwritten rules for Kansas City. A couple examples are, on Fridays we wear red.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of, I feel like that one might be written though.
Yeah, that is written down, right. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is never Pat, and Arrowhead is Arrowhead.
Yeah. My wife must have sent in the Patrick Mahomes is never Pat, because she gets mad when somebody calls him Pat. She says, it is Patrick.
Right.
Okay.
You must criticize the other state's drivers.
Absolutely. That goes without
saying.
That's kind of everywhere,
right? That's
kind of
what we're looking
right?
for. So get those in at 913-576-7610.
Yeah. Some of the unwritten
rules.
That
is everywhere, too.
It is.
And it's great because no matter where you go, it's regionally.
Yeah.
you hate the other.
You hate the other driver. I grew up in New Jersey. We hated New York drivers. They were, as my dad always used to call them, AHs.
As I grew up in Iowa, you watched out for those Wisconsin plates because you want to get out of their way.
Why is that, though? No matter where you grew up, the state immediately next to you is the worst when it comes to driving.
I've always said you're always ticked off when people drive like you do.
Right.
That's what infuriates you.
Yeah, sure it does. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I can suck driving all I want, but you can't drive like I drive.
Right.
I'm mad at every other driver.
Right.
But you may be the problem.
Here's another unwritten rule that I have. Grocery shopping is just better in Missouri because you can buy booze.
Does make it all better.
100% true.
You're right. Yeah. Right? It makes it a lot easier. One-stop shop. We get everything. Oh, I can buy a fifth of something on the shelf in the grocery store. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Hey, at least you can buy it on Sundays now.
That's true. In Kansas, you can buy it on Sunday now. We've woken up and welcomed ourselves to the 1950s in the state of Kansas.
All right. So in the matchup against Pittsburgh this past Sunday, Chiefs opened up their bag of tricks.
Yes, they did.
They tried to run an option with Mecole Hardman, failed miserably. But Travis Kelce got to pass it. Unbelievable that play was still in the book, by the way, that he was ever allowed to throw again. Good for him that he got Andy Reid to be able to allow him to throw it to one specific receiver.
Right. I mean, it was a written rule. This isn't like a baseball unwritten rule. You will throw it to number 13 and nobody. Oh, there's 15. No.
No.
You will throw to 13.
No.
You will throw to 13.
But we've seen Kelce throw the ball a few times. I'm like, I'm done. You don't ever need to do that again.
Right.
To their credit, they did it again. It went for a touchdown. We had the Allegretti play. Mm-hmm. We had the underhand.
Right.
They opened up the bag of tricks.
It was all on
display. They didn't hold anything back for what's ahead in the postseason. Now, one, you could think of, did they show too much? Or two, they showed a lot, and now you got to prepare for a lot.
Now you got to prepare for it. That's what I always liked about, preseason games. Not that I like preseason football or anything like that, but preseason games is an opportunity for you to put a lot of junk on tape. And Andy even kind of talked about it earlier in the week. He goes, well, I only got to prepare for that kind of stuff. I mean, you give them the opportunity to go out there and prepare for a tight end pass or putting the wide receiver as the quarterback and trying to have him hand off to a running back who's got a banged up foot. Like, all of that stuff now is just making Buffalo's job even more difficult than it already was. And I wouldn't be surprised if most of what Andy does is to kind of set off the next opponent, especially one that he knows in Sean McDermott. He probably knows how Sean McDermott prepares for things and figures, if I can throw a couple of wrenches into a game here where we've got kind of a comfortable lead to make him have to prepare for that kind of stuff, maybe Andy knows he's a coach who spends way too much time on things that aren't necessary instead of focusing on the things that are necessary.
The old LeBron, I'm here for wasting sports writers' time.
Exactly. Andy's here for wasting other coaches' time, and I like it.
Andy's going with that one
as
well.
If you've got the opportunity to do that, Josh, and you've got the ability to do that kind of stuff, then you go ahead and you do that. You throw that kind of stuff out there, because if they've shown it once, they may show it again, and it may be something that comes back to bite you if you don't prepare for it.
And these are a few of the things they have run before, so it's not like completely new, but you're like, oh yeah, that's still of use to them. Okay, we got to prepare for that too. So yeah, you can continue to do that. So we asked Danan Hughes, Chiefs color analyst, joined us on the show yesterday, if opening up this offense versus Pittsburgh was a good thing.
I like the creativity. I know that it frustrates a lot of people because there are times when some of those things don't work and you think, well, why don't we just do X, Y, and Z? Why don't we just play it by the book and just go regular like everybody else? But I think it has its reasons. And I'll give you an example. This last game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, the one thing you knew about T.J. Watt is he's like a really quick twitch, high motor guy. And a lot of times you have to use that against a player. And how they did that is pump fakes on the outside. You go back to the Jerick McKinnon shovel pass. The first move that T.J. Watt made was staying wide to try to deflect what could have been a possible bubble screen on the outside. And because Patrick Mahomes was able to pump fake, what did that do to him? It moved him out, didn't allow him to pressure inside or squeeze down inside, and opened up the cavity for Jerick McKinnon to be able to score pretty easily. That creativity means something. Now, the first pass, the deflected pass and the interception, I mean, he's a great player. He's going to make some of those plays. But I think there's always what we have to realize as Chiefs fans is that there's a method to the madness. That Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid, they concoct these different schemes, these different plays, Travis Kelce throwing a pass, all for something. It's not just for flash. They've talked about it. So we just have to be in that mode of, in Andy we trust, just like we have throughout his tenure, and live with the entertainment value of some of the trickeration and some of those plays, as opposed to the scrutiny, just because they don't all work.
And admittedly, I do struggle with that.
Sure.
Like I get very old manish down by the goal line.
I do
like
too.
I'd be super conservative and like, just run the football. Like, just get the, just run it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to do an underhand pass through the middle. Huh? And to their credit, they're still able to do that. Like how nobody sees that coming.
Right.
And they're able to, or they're able to just, we're doing it. You have to stop it. No one can stop it. To their credit, that seems to be the case. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to execute this. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do find myself a lot going, all right, can we just simple it up a little bit here? I don't have to do this stuff, but the creativity is part of what they do. I do have to accept it. And you do have to be willing to live with the good and bad of it.
Well, we talk about the creativity all the time, and the reason they're creative down there is because I don't think they feel that they can score conventionally inside the 20-yard line. Their offense is set up to play, you know, 80 yards as opposed to 20 yards, and the Chiefs, I think, feel comfortable around the 50-yard line more so than they do at the 10 or the 5-yard line, because you can go deep. You can open it up. You can do your whole bag of tricks, you know, out in the middle of the field. It's difficult for them to do all that kind of stuff, you know, inside the 20-yard line. That's why they've always had this issue with kind of scoring inside the red zone, because you can't extend the field. You can't run 30 yards downfield and be wide open and get the ball to you. So they've got to find different ways to do that. But what they did on Sunday was very, very unique and almost a slap in the face to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Minka Fitzpatrick, you know, was talking yesterday, I think, about this whole situation and what the Chiefs did. He says that he was upset that the Chiefs were doing what they were doing with the trick plays, but he wasn't mad at them. He was ticked off at himself and ticked off at his team that they were playing defense to a level where the Chiefs thought that they could open that bag of tricks and have a circus out there on offense. He says teams shouldn't feel comfortable in a gotta-have-it moment throwing a touchdown to somebody who wears number 73, Fitzpatrick said. They shouldn't feel comfortable having their tight end throwing the ball. I don't care who it is. Nothing against them. To me, it was very frustrating, and that's saying a lot. They got into the heads of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They started to do those trick plays. They started to melt down. Maybe you have a different trick play in the book this week. You run it against the Buffalo Bills, and they have that same impact. Like, man, they are totally disrespecting us. They don't think we're any good. They're having number 73 throw a pass to number 15 now. Like, something like that, if the Chiefs can do that and get into the heads of the Buffalo defense, because Minka Fitzpatrick clearly didn't like it for Pittsburgh and didn't think it was cool that they were doing it, not against the Chiefs, but from his own standpoint, like, we couldn't stop this.
Well,
stuff.
Yeah, you could take offense to it, yeah, because you can't stop it. You're like, darn it. Like, it's one thing I got to defend 15. Mm-hmm. Now you're doing this other crap, too, I gotta worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. My goodness, what are we doing here? Oh,
so,
geez.
I mean, I would love to just say, oh, you should. Because there's some of it I don't agree with. But
right.
I know they're going to do it. I have to come to accept that. You know what I mean? Like, if it were me, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably figure out a way to run the football in from inside the five.
Right.
Like, every time. You got to stop me three times before I'll even consider kicking a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way they operate. We have to, sometimes it is this, even if you don't want it to be that way, right?
Right.
They are a team that throws to set up the run. They are a team that has a bag full of trick plays that doesn't appear as comfortable smash mouthing you inside the red zone, or certainly inside the goal to go situations. Mm-hmm. This is who they're going to be. And you do have to live with sometimes the consequences. I wouldn't have run Mecole Hardman, RPO.
Right. I wouldn't
either. When your offense wasn't going and you needed something, I wouldn't have done that. And I'm not playing the result. I'm playing the, I wouldn't have done that, but this is what they do. Mm-hmm. This is how they operate. And you do have to live with the feast or famine of it at times.
You do. And
more often than not,
it's a feast. Yeah.
And
it's okay
to
have a famine in the regular season. But when you get into the postseason, if you do these plays, they damn well better work. And if you have a mistake like we saw on Sunday where it's a scoop and score, that may be the difference in a game against a good opponent as opposed to Pittsburgh.
And then I think you and I look at it sometimes a little bit differently than coaches even do, where you do have to plan for the worst case scenario.
No doubt.
I think there's a lot of planning in the NFL for this is what we're going to do and it's going to work. A lot of the guys that go for two all the time.
Stupid.
That don't take field goals. You're just assuming, well, I'm going to get the two-point conversion. I'm going to get the touchdown. And you don't play the, well, what if I don't? What situation are we in? And I think, their probably worst case scenario on that McCole Hardman play was it just gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Stuffed, yeah.
Not that, oh my gosh, we misplayed the handoff. And then the running back tried to get it back, and then it would bounce up in the hand of their dynamic playmaker who runs it into the end. Like, that's not part of their worst case scenario. Sometimes you do have to think about the worst case scenario, and that was it. And then you're giving Pittsburgh, which struggles to score, a freebie from their defense.
A freebie. And in a game against a good team, that's a difference maker.
In a tight game.
Yeah.
And so sometimes everybody's like, hey, can you consider the worst case scenario that could come out of this,
right,
rather than, well, we're just gonna run this and it's gonna work?
Well, old saying goes,
but I have to do it myself. More often than not, they do work.
They do. But again, in the postseason against good teams, it's harder to get that to be done, especially as you continue to advance in the postseason. Teams get better and better and better as you go down the line. And so I think, you know, in an instance like that, I'd rather play more conventional football because I think the Chiefs, I don't think the Chiefs offense necessarily needs to do those trick plays. Now, inside the 5-yard line, fine. But where they were when McCole Hardman was playing quarterback and fumbled it, that is on the other end of the field. You don't need to be doing trick plays in that area of the field. But the old saying is in life, you know, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And the worst is a touchdown by the other team. You got to prepare for that on every play.
I don't think enough NFL teams do that.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. Because
prepare for the worst.
Right, because they're all driven by ego and they think no matter what I do, it's going to work. And that's why they're in those positions. You have to have that self-confidence. But every once in a while, you need that little voice inside your head to say, okay, if we screw this thing up, McCole hasn't taken a snap since high school playing quarterback. If we screw this thing up, what is the worst possible thing that can happen?
Yeah. That, Neil, I do always love it. Well, he did it in high school.
So? You know what I did in high school? Nothing that I'm doing now.
Right. I mean, yeah, I may have done that in high school. I can't do it now.
Yeah, right.
So why would that even be a consideration?
I did donuts in the parking lot in the snow, right? Yeah, we're not doing that now.
You might have surfed on a car or something. I know.
Right, maybe, yes.
I'm not doing that now.
Correct. You may have pulled the fire alarm once or twice. I don't know. You may have burned a dart in the bathroom. Like the stuff you did in high school, you're not doing now.
Right. I mean, except if you live in St. Louis.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, I didn't have the rim shot ready. I probably should have. Fine. I wasn't expecting that one to come.
Because every one of their sentences starts with, remember when we were in high school?
But, like, for instance, now you say that they don't feel comfortable instead of, like, I'll give it to Michael Burton like three times.
Yeah, he got a good fullback.
It's not sexy.
Yeah.
But the guy gets 3 yards a chunk.
Yeah, go for it.
Every time you need a third and one or fourth and one, you hand him the ball, he's converting.
Yeah, he's not getting stopped at the line of scrimmage and barely making it over.
I feel like I have options to do that. They choose to flare it up. That's fine. More often than not, it works. More often than not, it works. BetQL's Giving Props is a free to play contest. It's underway. Runs throughout the entire NFL postseason. Very easy. Each playoff round, they're posting 10 prop bets. The person with the most correct picks each week wins $2,000. Just by signing up, you're going to be automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. So go to betql.com/props to register. That's betql.com/props. There are a few, of course, from the Chiefs game. Travis Kelce over under 5.5 receptions.
I'm going to take the over on that one. I think you got to take the over to get a win, right? In this one, I don't think Travis Kelce can be shut down, and you expect to win the game.
No, I want him in the 6-7 reception range, probably.
I want him double digits.
Well, I mean, that'd be awesome all the time.
If he gets like 7 for 110 and 2 touchdowns, they win this game.
I would be force feed the tight end guy if I were calling plays or quarterback,
especially when you got Travis Kelce.
But I can't also go through 4 progressions to find whoever else. So I'd be just like, get the ball, Kelce. So I would take the over on that one. Josh Allen, 2.5 passing touchdowns.
I'll take the under on that.
Yeah.
Because the over is 3. That's a big number.
And I think he gets 3 touchdowns. He throws for 2 and runs for 1.
Okay.
I'm fearful of his run.
If he throws for 3, he's probably going to get 4 then, too, because he's going to run for 1.
I'm fearful of his feet. So I'll take the under as well, because I'll go two.
Okay. Yeah, passing. Two passing. Passing is the
touchdowns. Yeah, passing, I'm going to take the under 2.5. Right, I don't want to go to the over, because I don't like the result if it's over 2.5.
And then this one, Bills, Chiefs, pick 'em. It's a pick 'em. To pick them on the props. So you can go to betql.com/props to register. The weekly winner wins $2,000. Just by signing up, you have a chance to win $10,000. Some of the other ones from some of the other games. There are other games this weekend.
Whatever.
I hate this one. Odell Beckham Jr., 52.5 receiving yards.
You hate him more than I do. Like, you haven't, you talk about an unnatural hatred. He's on your list.
He's on my shady list.
Yeah.
He's on my shady list.
Is that what we're referring to it as?
Yeah, I think so.
The shady list.
Yeah, the shady list. I don't know why. There's never been on one of my teams. I just don't like him. I was like, he caught a touchdown there, and I'm like, I'm wishing for him not to succeed somewhere else. I have no idea why. But 52.5 receiving yards. Feels like they found a little something there.
Mm-hmm.
They do face the Bucks.
I think they're going to give the Bucks a run for their money.
I think Odell's over that. I think over on that one. Aaron Rodgers, over under 278.5 passing yards.
What's the weather supposed to be like up there? It's supposed to be very, very
initially,
cold.
Initially, it was supposed to be possible record, like record cold,
thing,
a week out. I haven't followed up their sense, but I figure over.
You're gonna do the over.
He's a 300. This is a 300 yard game for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Like kind
of Sunday. Oh wait, they play Saturday, right?
Saturday.
They play Saturday. High of 22, low of 5, 50% chance of snow.
That's fine.
I'm gonna take the under on that one. I'm gonna take the under.
Right in Rodgers' wheelhouse. Yeah. He's over.
Yeah.
Over that one. Jamar Chase. Over under 85.5 receiving yards against Tennessee.
I think you
got to
go over that, right? Jamar Chase has got to have a big day.
Well, I think we all go over because we're getting
twitchy about that guy. Against us 2 weeks ago.
Still kind of twitchy about that guy.
Yeah.
So probably would go the over on that one as well. But you can make your selections. Go to betql.com/props to register. We discussed this throughout the show today. There was a story that was posted on a website called Streamable. They cover the streaming world, entertainment on the streaming platforms, and they had a story about Bally's and the possibility of now getting the Royals games and some of their other entities streamed on an app, which was the hope last year. They weren't streaming on. I think every streaming platform except for maybe the AT&T one was the only one that they were on last year. You could still get, you know, the baseball via cable and what have you, but for the plug pullers, it wasn't available. Couldn't get it. Couldn't even pay for it. So this year you might be able to pay for it, but it comes at a price. They're projecting it's going to be a $225 per year buy.
That's a lot of money.
Which breaks down to $18.75 a month.
And that's kind of a low estimate right now. I saw somewhere for like $20 to $21 per month.
I've seen as high as $23. So they're still kind of janking with the numbers. But this was based on some estimates via the company's projections.
Mm-hmm.
And what it looked like they were going to be able to do it for was $225. Again, $18.75 a month. That's more than
Any other streaming service.
Than Netflix. That's more than HBO Max.
It's more than
the ESPN bundle,
which includes Hulu, ESPN, and Disney Plus.
I feel like they missed it.
And all you get is your team.
I get every Disney movie and every sporting event I want for $13.99 a month plus Hulu. Oh, okay.
It's presumed that Bally's in a number of other markets. You'll get your market. Like you could watch the Royals. And this article doesn't specifically mention Sporting KC, but I'm guessing if they get the pass-through from MLS, they're currently airing on Bally's as well. You would be able to get Sporting KC and the Royals, but it's $18.75 a month. And there's no other programming. It's not like you're going to get, you know, extra specials and 30 for 30s.
Stories like the Tom Brady thing or the Joe Montana doc.
It's like the Yes Network was before, you know, where they had the Yankeeography.
Right.
You're not getting extra stuff. It's just you'll be able to stream the game. I feel like that's a high price. They missed the mark. I'm not doing that one.
No, I'm not either. But the big problem with Major League Baseball is every single team in baseball operates on their own in their own island, but we're all supposed to be in this thing together. And it doesn't work that way. The NFL operates, everybody's in this thing together. Everybody has the same TV deal. Everybody makes the same amount of money off it. And it's an even type of deal. which is why the NFL flourishes and thrives. The NFL is also the most popular sports league in America, and if you're a fan of a team in the town in which you live, every game is available to you for free. Every local game is available on a streaming app for free, whether it's NFL.com or Yahoo. You don't never have to pay for a football game if you're wanting to watch your hometown team. Now, if you want the NFL Sunday ticket, yes, you pay for that. That's something extra. But baseball has so many different TV deals. Every single baseball team has their own TV deal, has a different TV deal that expires at a different time, that's valued at a different amount of money. So baseball is all over the place, man. It's like, you know, you're trying to contain 30 different children at a birthday party to do one thing, and it's too late. That tube of toothpaste has already been exploded all over the room. Baseball has to find a way to streamline all of their TV deals into one and make it the greatest good for the greatest number of people out there. And that's what they need to do. Once TV deals start ending, Major League Baseball needs to tell these teams, you're no longer negotiating a local TV deal. We're negotiating these all at once, so we're all on the same page. We all make the same amount of money, and we grow the sport that way. That's what's going to help grow the sport more so than a salary cap or a salary floor. Everybody gets the same amount of money from TV and revenue sharing. And the other thing that baseball needs to do, and they need to do it fast, is end this antiquated blackout rule. Because if you buy the Major League Baseball package on the app, on the MLB app or whatever the case may be, you get all the games, but they still blackout your local team.
Which I would pay the $225, and I've said this, I'll pay the $225 if you give me all the games.
Give you all the games, sure.
If you give me all the baseball games and I have to buy the package that has them all, but I can get the Royals on
right,
it.
Right, right.
For $225, then I'm doing it.
Then you're doing it.
I'm not doing $225 just for the Royals.
Correct. Right. That's not.
Give me every MLB team and we'll talk.
Right. But Major League Baseball doesn't operate that way. If you want to pay $225 for all of the games, they're going to black out the Royals games, which are the ones you care about. And a $20+ price point, to me, isn't fiscally responsible by Bally's to throw that price point out there when HBO, I just got served an ad for HBO Max, which I have because I have AT&T internet service, so I get that for nothing. It's planned starting at $7.99
correct.
For HBO Max.
You get Netflix and HBO Max for $25.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, have any combination. You can get a combination of three, four things.
I mean, just look at $25. The ESPN model.
Just get that.
Disney, ESPN, and Hulu for $13.99 a month. And you're going to charge 20-some bucks a month just to have Royals games for the Bally's app? I think their price point is off for the product that you are getting in return.
MLB's got to do something. And the blackouts. That's the thing to me. Yeah. And those local blackouts. Playoff power rankings tried to sort out all the blowouts of Wild Card Weekend. And our random power rankings coming up next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Back in on a Wednesday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Julio Sanchez producing today.
Can I jump in just for 1 second? I appreciate the text line giving us all of these different options for streaming, right? The around the back way type stuff.
I've tried to do it on the up and up.
I have too, but I just want to click a button and have it. I sound so old saying that's just kind of where I am in life.
I hope my wife's not listening at the moment because she would prefer that too.
She would prefer what?
That we went back to that. She's always like, why can't we just have DirecTV where I knew where all the channels were?
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, because I'm saving us so much money.
Right. We've just dumbed down our DirecTV package. And my wife's like, I watch that TV channel like once every 3 months, though.
There are a few hoops to jump over, but I have saved a bunch of money. And I understand there are a bunch of workarounds that are borderline or are illegal. I've just tried to do it on the up and up.
Until NFL Sunday Ticket goes to Amazon or Apple TV, whatever the case may be, then I'll get rid of.
Then you'll get rid of
DirecTV. I will absolutely be out about that. But I'm in it for the NFL. I love having NFL Sunday Ticket.
I understand how some of these prices though have made you go to those directions. Mm-hmm. I completely get it, and they're almost encouraging it. Like, we're going to make it so difficult for you. They're like, what the hell? I'll try one of these illegal ones because, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't know enough about it. For a while, I tried the bounce around online where every time you get that government logo,
they're coming after you.
I'm like, okay, you've shut down this website. I'm not going to. Where's the next one at?
Right.
I know it's evolved to a different stage where you can kind of do. I just don't have I put in enough time doing the tap dance. I'm not doing this dance too.
Right. Here's one from the text line. SportsSurge.net. Stream every game from every sport for free. Just make sure you have AdBlock Pro on.
Yeah, all see, right. That's what I'm thinking. And then make sure you're standing on your right foot.
Yeah.
And you're not facing into the sun. And I don't know. Yeah. Some of that, I get it. But that's the lengths they pushed you to. And
people are willing to do that because they're not paying $25 a month.
And I appreciate that you've had to go to those lengths because they pushed you there.
They
I get it.
You
they've
to that
done
point.
It.
Yes,
they've all done
they
it.
They have. They have absolutely done it. And really, it's Major League Baseball and their antiquated rules that have done it. No other sport in my mind is like that. The NFL wants you to have everything, so they bend over backwards to give it to you. And you know the other sports don't have a local team here, so I don't know what the blackout rules are. I could watch any NBA and NHL game that I want if I pay for that, you know, that kind of stuff. But baseball, for whatever reason, just can't figure out a way to say, you know what, let's make this about the fan.
Baseball's always been difficult, though. I told you back in the
crazy
day when I lived in Illinois, I got DirecTV so I could watch the Chiefs and the Royals.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs was no problem. Mm-hmm. And the Sunday ticket was no problem. Every single year I had to call and battle about getting the Royals.
In Illinois.
I'm like, I'm 7.5 hours away from Kansas City.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
It was like Cubs, Cardinals.
Twins?
I think I could get the Twins. That was barely.
Okay.
But I want to say like Milwaukee was off to
so
Kansas
like
City,
all the teams
St.
In
Louis.
The Midwest?
Like, yeah, it was like, yeah, I got to drive to all these places. Then, you know, this St. Louis was probably what they were. We were probably 2.5 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago is obviously a lot closer. I get those. I understand those.
Sure.
I'm like Kansas City's all the way. You understand? I got to drive halfway through Illinois, all the way through Missouri to get to Kansas City. Like every single year, I'd get to battle. It's like that's
but at least they gave it to
it
you.
It was
though.
An MLB thing. I don't know. And every single year, I had to call and go. I'm nowhere near it.
But baseball's been doing this for years. I remember as a kid growing up in the 80s, and there was a channel in New York called Sports Channel, and they had the Yankees, and you had to pay extra for that. Well, we weren't paying extra for that growing up, so every once in a while when they were on Channel 11, that was a big night. You got to sit down and watch the Yankees because they weren't on that free TV. So baseball's been kind of pushing its fans out since the 80s in doing this kind of stuff. Once they allowed everybody to negotiate their own TV deal, all hell broke loose in this, and that's where we are right now, and we're probably never going to get it back, but the only way that you can get it back, we don't need you today, Alex. We were just asking if you were in. That's all. We don't need you.
I was told to come in studio.
No. We were just wondering if you were here. I was going to say Alex isn't here yet just to get your mother all worked up.
No, I've been here. All right.
Hi, Alex.
Good to see you guys.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah,
next time we need you.
We may need you tomorrow.
I thought maybe it was a day off. I wasn't sure. I'm like, what day is it?
I just said, is Alex here? Because if he wasn't in yet, I was going to say Alex isn't here, and then his mother would freak out.
Oh, geez. Wow, that's not nice of you. Let's get to this week's Power Rankings. A special drop-in from Alex Gould. It's a playoff edition of the Power Rankings, so they had to sort out all the blowouts and figure it out. So NFL.com still the Packers, despite the fact being idle, number one in their Power Rankings.
Yeah.
Guess who surged in theirs?
The Chiefs did, right?
No.
Oh, Buffalo?
Of course, Buffalo surged.
Right. Yes.
They're up to number two. They were five last week. They are up to number two ahead of the Chiefs, who remained at number three. Bucks four, and the Titans, the idle Titans, were at number five. The Rams stayed put at number eight. I thought maybe they would have a chance to surge this week as well, but that was not indeed the case. Looking at sporting news, they went through their rankings as well. Still the Packers at number one.
Mm-hmm.
They kept the Chiefs at number two.
Okay.
Despite the, they say, slow start, but they picked it up and blew out the Steelers as expected.
Who cares how you started? They doubled them up.
Buffalo moved up two to number three. Bucks remained at number four. Cincinnati up two to number five. And the idle Titans, out of sight, out of mind, dropped two spots to number six. Our friends at Arrowhead Pride have their power rankings this week. They kept the Packers at number one.
Boo.
Followed by the Chiefs. The Bills this week's high riser from sixth to third. Bucks at number four. Rams moved up a couple spots to number five. So that's a look at this week's revamped power rankings. We've been discussing it all morning long, so why not? We've been discussing the baseball app. So let us random power rank our apps today.
Fest, all right,
Fesco,
let's do
shall
that.
We not?
Yeah,
because this one would not make my top four.
No, probably not.
I would like to have it. I didn't even include the baseball the baseball radio app, which is fantastic.
Great app.
Like $20
for the year. You get every game.
$20 for every single baseball game.
You get home, away, in English, Spanish, whatever.
You can even listen in Spanish if you want to.
Yep.
Learn a little Spanish together. You can listen to that. That's a value one.
Yep. That's a good one.
That's always my free value one of the year. That MLB app that includes, that has all the radio stations is terrific. Number four on my random power rankings of apps, Hulu.
That's a good one.
I really like Hulu. It also gives you the antenna television that you don't want to bother watching on the antenna.
Right, but you'll watch it on Hulu because it's on the app. Sure.
It's on there the next day. Even though they've had some rights battles too and lost some stuff, including to my number three app, which would be the Peacock app.
Good app. I'm liking that now.
I don't remember when they were beating us over the head with that one. It was during some sporting event. I don't know it couldn't have been Sunday Night Football because I would have been at the games. But there was some poll that said, go to the Peacock app, $4.99. I'm like, okay, we'll get it for like a month. And we'll binge a few things. We've had it ever since.
Yep, ever since. You don't get rid of them.
You don't get rid of them. You can get the Office all the time.
Sure.
Cheers all the time. And the Law and Orders. I mean, I do that for just the Law and Orders alone. Number two app for me, Spinach Dip.
Oh, that's a good one. I love it. Yeah.
I love the Spin Dip app. So good.
Is that what you did there? Not what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's good.
And number one for me is HBO Max. That's my one. I got to have The Wire at any and all times. And The Sopranos and Barry, I recommend highly. Have you caught up on Barry?
I have not yet.
Two seasons of Barry. Third one's coming. Right. Do it. The HBO Max app is kind of my
fallback. Hulu over Netflix.
That's your go to. I said it months ago, years ago. And now everybody's coming around. Netflix doesn't offer crap.
Don't find as much on Netflix. If it were up to me in my household, and I put it to the household vote, which I lost. I'd get rid of Netflix.
I have Netflix because it comes free with my phone service. That's the only reason I have it. I don't think there's anything great on Netflix.
The kids watch it a lot, but I could do without it and be okay.
You'd be fine without Netflix.
It's not my top four.
See, Hulu, certainly, I can't stand Hulu.
But now that they added Seinfeld into Netflix, it's given me more of a reason to go to Netflix. The Jerry Seinfeld stuff, the comedians in cars drinking coffee, that's given me more of a reason to go to Netflix right now. But other than that, there's not much on there that I enjoy. Coming in at number four for me, power ranking our apps today, barbecue meatballs. I like those as well.
Little
crock pot full of barbecue meatballs, fantastic.
Yeah, the only reason I need toothpicks now.
Exactly, for the meatballs. Yeah. Stick the meatball. And toothpick in the meatball, and you're ready to go. Number three, the ESPN Plus app. You know, a couple of months ago, you said something about the Tom Brady thing. I'm like, oh, I can actually get this on my TV. Welcome to 2015. So the ESPN Plus app is great.
Or the Peyton's Places.
Gotta watch that. Fantastic. Okay. HBO Max, for me, it's all about Curb Your Enthusiasm. Anytime I just kind of want to laugh and, you know, just watch stupidity, Curb Your Enthusiasm for me on the HBO Max app. And number one for me, and I don't even have Peacock in my top four, and I watch that a lot, the Discovery Plus app. Man, I love it. You get the Food Network, you get the HGTV stuff, you get the Discovery. There's like 13 different channels on there for $4.99 a month.
What about the guy, the Tightwalker guy? Does he have his own channel on there, or the guy that, you know, walks across the?
No, I haven't seen him on there.
Because that was
yet.
On Discovery,
no.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure you could probably pull that show up, though.
Any of his stuff?
The Walenda guy?
Yeah. The Walenda channel should be on the Discovery app, should it not?
Sure. Yeah, you could do that.
Julio Sanchez producing today. You've got a list.
I do. Right. I have to go with the OG Netflix in my number four slot. They're originators, right? Prime Video would probably be my next.
Okay, that's a good one too.
Right? Yeah, YouTube TV is excellent. I don't know if you guys have YouTube TV, but I love my YouTube
TV. They were cranking around with Raiden Clarissa's, and that's when they lost me.
It's basically a one-stop shop. But my number one, I'm gonna split this with between Wings and Nachos.
Wings and Nachos. Okay, all right. That's a good app.
Can't decide.
Good app. 913-576-7610. You can always weigh in on your random power rankings, power ranking our apps today. Also, use it as the telephone number right now, 913-576-7610 to play. We learn this week's opponent together. All we ask, don't cheat, don't grab a roster. We play Pick the Bill, 913-576-7610 to play. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.